Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like that. With his
man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll get hit in the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why?
We got Trump in the truck for Donald Trump. We got Trump in the truck.
Catch his little puss ass and give him this 100 round
drunk.
Boy ain't even white, you yellow.
You
said your date's own daughter, you a sicko.
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio. That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago. Don't come to Baltimore unless you want that.
I told you we'd be right back. Didn't I say that, though? I said that, right? Okay, good. Now, listen. We are right now going to jump right back into our conversation. Because guess what? The conversation was going real good. Now, the thing is, what happened to Fair? Huh? What happened to Fair? What happened to a person actually doing something with themselves, you know? A lot of times we want to throw people underneath the bus or what have you, and what happens is exactly what you think is going to happen. People always talk about how, you know, oh, well, his crime was not as bad. Really? Seriously? You know what I mean? Like, how is it that possible for him? Like, how is that even possible? Really? How was his stuff not better than this? Hold up, nigga. Hold up. Switchblade, what's good? I told you we gonna be back. Shit.
Boy, how did you pull this off, my nigga? Seriously?
I told you.
Now, when everybody starts coming after us, you don't know me, I don't know you. I'm just saying.
I told you. A couple of minutes. Give it to me. I'm going to make it work.
How did you pull this off, man? This got to be illegal, right? I'm just saying, my nigga. Really? Seriously?
Hey, Steven, once you pull that dick out your mouth,
wait.
I mean, it's the truth. And you know what? I realized that why Jared was so great at selling subs, because he sucked on one every single night. Makes sense?
You're wrong on all levels, no.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
No,
it makes
sense.
It makes sense, though. Now I get it, though, for real. You know what I'm saying?
What?
This is what I'm talking about right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we get to this place where we absolutely want to just throw a motherfucker underneath the bus around. And they did this a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if I could roll down, you know what I want to do right now? Because I am a Google fool. Okay?
I am too.
I'm a Google fool. I'm sorry. And what I'm about to look up right now is something that should make you feel some type of way, unless you're one of those.
What?
Yeah. You know, and, you know, I look at it like this.
What?
You know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to run down all the stars that have been accused of serious crimes.
You don't have enough airtime for that.
I don't. But I don't give a. I don't care.
What else is new? Great.
I don't care. I really don't.
I know you don't. Terrible.
I don't care. Who gives a fuck?
Okay, so let's start off with Snoop Dogg, right? Is he one of them?
Hey, guess. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Tell me why. As soon as she said Snoop Dogg, bam, there's Snoop Dogg.
Really? I was just messing around.
Oh, wow.
Well,
let me tell you what was so messed up about
serious?
This, right? This says celebrities who have killed somebody, charges of sex crime.
Yeah, he probably did.
Accused
yeah.
of the unthinkable, charged with
what?
Murder, surprising mugshot, domestic abuse,
what?
And indecent exposure. Huh, now, white people, how come I see more of you than us?
Exactly.
I wonder. Hey, guys, let's start with sex crimes. Since people want to be people throwing on people on the bus, and anybody who has a problem
right.
with anything right now or want to chime in with this,
it's me.
Please call in right now, 929-477-273.
Uh-huh.
Now,
uh-huh.
let's find out. First on our list. And I'm not even going to tell you what they did because it's pointless. But let's see
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson. Oh, really? Hold on. Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And let's uh-huh. and here's another person. You guys brought all of his albums. You guys was at his concert.
Kelly.
And look, every time she names somebody, I see the nigga right there.
Exactly. You got Lil Wayne on there too, right?
Stop talking. Nah, I'm not.
Ain't Lil Wayne on there too? And then.
I don't know. Maybe he may be.
Maybe you should check.
We gonna find out though. Hold on, Bill Cosby.
You're the Google King.
Bill Cosby.
Right now.
Bill Cosby. Woody Harrelson.
Uh-huh.
No, Woody Allen. Woody Allen. Another
well,
sicko.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to marry somebody that young, but y'all still go out and buy tickets to a stupid movie? Really?
Yeah.
R. Kelly. Yeah. R. Kelly, the more he gets
yeah.
older, the more he wants to marry pussy. I don't know about you, but that's a messy situation.
Well, he likes it, so you have to accept it, you know?
Hold on. John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
We all know what
yeah.
happened with that, though. Let's just say he wanted to use Greece. CeeLo Green with his apple headed ass. Have you seen
what
him?
What did he do?
Supposedly sexually assaulting the woman that he was eating dinner with in Los Angeles. But listen, on his behalf, he saw her. And she looked
mm-hmm.
like a fully warmed up dinner that he pulled out the microwave. He tried to eat her.
What? I can't with you tonight.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Here you go.
We're done.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. What'd she do?
Now, he claimed that the pop star flashed him. I don't know what Britney Spears is flashing, but what I know is I heard last time she flashed somebody, dude passed
uh-huh.
out. I wonder why.
What? I wonder why too.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I heard that her coochie smelled like old fish and dead ass. Here you go. Kobe Bryant.
Oh yeah.
Kobe Bryant should have been playing that song. He knew that song. Alone in a room. It's just me and you.
And you.
I feel so lost.
Exactly.
And I don't know what to do. No, nigga, you knew what to do. should have pulled your dick out and walked out that room. Now, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Now, do you have... Hold on. The director of X-Men.
This Who's
saying,
that?
The director of X-Men, Bryan Singer, was accused of sexually abusing a male teenager. Really? 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 The director of X-Men. So next time you see Wolverine pull out a claw, you know what
you better
pull
it off. Right.
Now, you know, that's exactly what his accuser said to him, too. You better knock it off. I'm just saying. I don't know if he meant his dick or the money. I don't know which one. I don't know. Whatever.
What? Oh, you're a comedian tonight.
Gary Glitter.
Who's that?
Musician convicted of child pornography in 1999 and child molestation in 2006, right? But here's my thing. He was only sentenced to only 3 years in prison. But let it be Joe Schmo down the street. They're going to throw him in the bus underneath the jail cell, and he's going to get raped and killed in jail. But anyway, hold on. Hold on.
What about
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. Come on now.
What'd he do?
Brad Pitt. Whatever he did, I don't want to know because that's nasty. I'm just saying. See,
wow.
And most of the people, let me tell you, most of the people that they have on here, right now, most of them are dead. You know what I'm saying? And after the fact, then somebody said, oh, well, yeah, it's okay. Reverend Run was charged with rape in 1991. Really? Now, here's the question I have for you. Okay? Check this out. And I'm just saying. Explain to me right now, okay? Explain this to me. Remember that song, Who's House? Run, child! That woman ran out that.
What the what?
Run said, "Who's house?" She said, "The cops are coming." Oh, get out of my house! Say what?
Stupid.
And that's just half of the people. I mean, I'm seeing Sean Kingston. You know, I'm like, really? And most of them, most of what they're talking about is not even rape. Like, it was like a decent, let me tell you, decent exposure. Who cares about decent exposure? If you're going to pull your dick out. So what? But just don't dote around kids. That's all I'm saying. You at a party, you know, you see a fine girl and you think that your dick is the size of...
Get in that bed and don't get up no more.
Of, like if your dick is the size of Mr. Piddlehead's nose, don't pull it out. If your dick is the Empire State Building, pull it out at a party.
Show the world, because I'm looking.
Show the world.
You feel me?
I'm just saying. I mean, it got to be something going on in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, really? You know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying, though. And I look at it like this. If you're going to sit there and you're doing all that extra shit, then you have the power to do what you want to do. Case in point. You have the power right now to sit there and listen to the new song from me called Pass the Praying, Let's Go.
You know what I mean? Look. Yeah. I mean, I just saw a pastor the other day, you know what I mean? I was, like, feeling, like, depressed, and, you know what I mean? So I was like, man. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we always don't want the pastor to pray for us. But sometimes that's the perfect place to do, you know what I mean? I don't know. I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. On her knees daily when she praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me.
Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters?
Let go! I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. Woo! On her knees daily when she praying for me.
Look, he got the world in his palms, homie. Why you acting like you never knew him? Acting like Doug, he never exists. When he gave you this a special gift. Brother's only begotten son had to change the world. Bring the love to every boy and girl. But you wanna just ride on there with the devil. When he trying to put you on a new level. Where you can grow and be big. And be the best that you ever did. Go ahead, dog, do your best. And make sure the Lord is singing in your chest.
I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. On her knees daily when she praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me.
Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters?
Let go! I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. On her knees daily when she praying for me.
I got a textbook for you, it's called the Bible. And it can teach you all about survival. See, I'm from the B, where they'll murder you. Click, clack all day trying to hurt you. And you felt the hurt. Well, I felt the pain. But with Jesus Christ, I felt better, man. He gave me cheddar, man. And lots of diamonds. I'm just saying salvation is free and I ain't lying. I'm trying to show you a better way. Instead of slinging hate and all that bad. Now what you need is something good inside. Go to G-O-D and he can make it right.
I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. On her knees daily when she praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me.
Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters? Why I pray on y'all haters?
Let go! I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. On her knees daily when she praying for me.
I told you.
I got my pastor here praying for me.
That's right. That's that song right there. See that? And that's what I love about that. For all right, listen. You know, I want everybody to call in right now. 929-477-3273 and let us know what you think about everything we're talking about right now. Now, the funniest part about the bullshit or whatever, because there's always a silver lining with it. But they was talking about how two artists, which this is always the case, two artists got into a so-called altercation the other night. And it, what happens is it appeared to show Post Malone and Justin Bieber get into an altercation. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what happens is they were saying that how it showed Justin Bieber get into the altercation with him because Justin Bieber decided to, I guess, supposedly, allegedly put out a cigarette out on the rapper's arm or something like that. I'm like,
right.
First of all, let me tell you right here, okay? I didn't hear this story and another story I'm about to tell you right now. And I tell you, people really need to, like, go somewhere with this because all I keep hearing is a bunch of bull. First of all, that don't even sound like Justin Bieber. Like, he can be a dick at times. He can be a dick at times. I know for a fact he can because I don't know him personally, but he just seems like he could be a dick at times. But still, that don't mean that you're supposed to sit there and throw him underneath the bus like that. You know what I'm saying? Then the fast food chain, which is probably, you know, my co-hosts are familiar with, In-N-Out Burger. I don't know nothing about that. But when I see palm trees, I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about it. But, yeah, so they was talking about the fast food chain may sue the model Abigail Rexford for using the food chain's food in a sexually suggestive manner in an unauthorized video. My question is, what do you think about that? Uh-oh, I think that we're having some technical difficulties here right now. I think that she'll probably call back in. But, yeah, like, tell me what y'all think about that right now. 929-477-3273. Now, supposedly, the chain was supposed to be, like, a heavily Christian individual, what have you. And I'm like, really? I'm like, yes, that's true, but guess what, though? I believe wholeheartedly that even though you guys are heavily Christian and all that stuff, well, it's like people that are in church or whatever really don't care what really goes on behind the scenes, especially with something like that. I don't think so. Nah, I don't think so. You know, I was like, I heard this story. I first heard it on TMZ, and all I was thinking about was, really? Like, what are y'all so up in arms for? This is an opportunity for you guys to be able to sell more product. People don't want to see no chick whatsoever and having some chick out there with full-on suit, covered all the tea, choking the hell out of her, eating a In-N-Out Burger. I don't think so. Not at all for real. You know? And that's the problem. That's what they were thinking or whatever. Which hers was actually tasteful because she could have been naked as I don't know what, rolling around in your shape and doing all sorts of on craziness with the straws and stuff. But she didn't. See what I'm saying? And that's the problem I have right there. Because it's always somebody throwing somebody underneath the mud. And here's the lesson for the day, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, you know, I believe that you guys need to start using your brain. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, people need to get back to a place where you know, people had brains, you know, and they used it. How about that part? People who had brains, they actually used it, and they didn't care what anybody said about their stuff or whatever. They did not care whatsoever. Now, whatsoever, none, whatsoever. See what I'm saying? Nobody cared about that. You know, now we're going to take time out to hopefully that our other co-host, she has that, Carter, I'm hoping that she's okay. And, you know, we definitely want to send our safe keepings, you know, with her for real, because we want to make sure that she's okay, you know. So hopefully she'll be back in for real. And and also, we want to say that people nowadays need to maybe have that person to tell them when their shit stinks, when they are just absolutely wrong on our levels, you know? And that's the problem that I have right there, you know? Because a lot of the times, you know, you get to this place where everybody and their mother wants to have a say-so in everything, you know? You know, and you know, it's just crazy for them. And also on top of that, make sure that whatever you do, make sure that whatever you do in life, please act accordingly, because there is a double standard there in Hollywood and in the music business and all that. People are not selling records no more. People, if you're committed and you're black and you're committed, or somebody's accusing you of something, they will believe it and they will throw you underneath the bus. You know, and that's what it is. You know, and I don't want to stand it personally myself. You know, I don't understand it, not one little bit. But what do y'all think about it real quick before we go? Call in right now, 929-477-3273, and talk about this with us around. We want to know, you know, what you think about the double standard that we have here between black and white, because it's definitely a double standard. Absolutely. And the problem that I have with it is that nobody really wants to really understand that. You know, we see it all the time. We saw it with Bill Cosby. We saw it with Stephen from Seventh Heaven. We've seen it with the guy that was in the movie Who's Your Caddy. He was actually convicted of child molestation. And they got him in the movie, playing alongside a kid for him. So it has nothing to do with anything else, but there's a double standard for real. That's absolutely a double standard. And once people get that through their head, and get it through their head that, yes, if you're black, yes, you're going to have to fight a little harder to keep yourself sane within this form of bias industry or whatever. I mean, look at a show like Saturday Night Live, for instance. That show, I only had a few black actors in its whole entire run. You know what I'm saying? So that shows you a lot for real. You know what I'm saying? And then with the Oscar situation, that showed a lot for real. But it's not over. You know, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because nobody wants to stand up and say anything. You know? So I just want to say, you know, I'm hoping that everybody is aware of everything that's going on. And I want to thank you very much for tuning in right now to The True Tea. And I am Genuine Collington. And for, you know, Switchblade Carter and Shaharazad Carter, We'll see you next time. Holla back. One.